This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So the media outrage in full effect, but the New York Times coming to the defense of Pete Hegseth over the Washington Post, because we live in very, very crazy, crazy, crazy times as we're all watching a special election in Tennessee, the Supreme Court case regarding a pregnancy resource center in New Jersey. And yeah, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. I appreciate you being here. I want to thank EJ, our buddy EJ, for going to see Dr. Mike Venaria. Of course, he's the big story sponsor of the hour. I saw on X, EJ posted that he went to Dr. Mike today and got his first official cleaning. Got back from my visit with Dr. Venaria after x-rays. He explained what needs to be done to improve my smile and even scheduled me for a cleaning tomorrow. Mike is a great guy. He even admitted to being a Giants fan. Oof, that's not easy to do, especially after that Charlie Brown kick yesterday, that fiasco. And again, I mentioned this earlier at the beginning of the show today, but I just want to send my prayers to the Philadelphia police, to the family of Highway Patrolman Andy Chan. I have his challenge coin here from when he was on the show many years ago, and he was a great guy, and his terrible, terrible accident on his motorcycle while he was in the line of duty. And he passed away today after almost 7 years of having a catastrophic brain injury. So we send our best to the Philadelphia Police Department, to the FOP Lodge 5, to the families behind the Bad Children's Foundation, and to all the men and women on the job. It's just a shame. But it was an honor. I'm glad I got to know Andy Chan. I will always treasure this challenge coin that he gave me with his name on it. Philadelphia Police Highway Patrolman Andy Chan. So thank you to John Hoyt and Steve Weiler, who own Steve Weiler, by the way, Bridesburg Pub, just so you know, if you ever want to go there and pop in and say hello and see him. Great guy. But those guys organized those trips back then for us, and those visits with the police, and they were great. Do we have Bill? Is Bill there?
He is here. Yep.
All right. Let's bring in, as we begin our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live December 19th for our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I'm excited for that. And you better join us for that, because it's going to be a great time. Bill DeAgostino, Media Research Center. He's on X at @band_Bill. And he joins us right now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. My man, what's going on?
Not much. It's gala season, so I'm hydrating. I got my water here. So
Gala season? What is gala season?
Well, it's when all the conservative orgs in DC have like big events and whatever, and you got to bust out your best impression of a tuxedo that you can cobble together from various fancy dress clothes and whatever. I'll be at the Daily Caller gala later.
I don't get invited to any of these things. I'm having major FOMO here.
Well, you're not dating one of their reporters, so it's It's a
that different. You know of
that I know of. That's true. Although if you want to,
but you are dating one
news.
Of their reporters, and that is why you're going.
Yeah.
You poor bastard.
Yeah, she got me in. She pulled some strings. So there you go. Very I get nice. To meet the Good. Vice president. Should be fun.
Oh, cool. Very cool. All right. So your girlfriend is not Reagan Reese, is she?
No. Although I do know her boyfriend and he's a great guy.
Okay.
But no, Reagan's fantastic though.
Yeah. Reagan's great. She's been on the show before. White House correspondent for the Daily Caller,
yeah?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. We had her on a couple times. Now she's big time. She doesn't return our calls, but you know, it's all right. So
I'll yell at her tonight for you.
Yeah. Yell at her. Tell her to get back on the show. Will you? Thank you. All right. Well, have fun at gala night. I mean, I hate those things, so I pity you that you have to go, but, you know, it's good networking, right? At least there's that. Let's begin with CBS. You have the first clip that you're offering up today is one of Leon Panetta, Bill D'Agostino.
Right? Yeah. They sent out somebody to go knock on the door of whatever crypt he's been lurking in to bring him back onto TV, which like the. It's funny, when I first saw this clip, I was like, well, we could just cut it off at joining us now is Leon Panetta. Like I could write 500 words just on that. This is one of the illustrious 51 intelligence experts that said that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. The guy is as deep state swamp creature as they come. And he has arrived at CBS to grace them with his expertise, right? He's putting the full weight of his illustrious career lying to the American people behind the allegation that Pete Hegseth is a war criminal. So that's what we got queued up there.
And by the way, wouldn't he know since he was sued for being a war criminal after the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki?
That's right. He was. Wow. Yeah. That's funny. Maybe that's why he's the expert on that. They're like, hey, okay, so you're a war criminal, right? So tell us what to look for in war criminals.
Yeah. Yeah. Since you were part of killing an American citizen with a presidential memorandum saying the president had the right to order someone's assassination on foreign soil. Tell us what it's like in this situation, Leon Panetta. That would have been amazing if they introduced him that way.
I mean, when you think about it, right, like it seems kind of ridiculous and hypocritical that the Democratic Party permitted the murder of an American citizen on foreign soil by a Democratic president. But they're now freaking out over strikes on narco traffickers. Right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you really think about it, it's like, no, that kind of aligns with everything that I know about their platform when you really drill down.
As long as it's an American citizen getting whacked, they're fine with it. It's
cool.
A foreigner that they have a problem.
Yeah.
All right, so here's cut 23.
Joining us now from Monterey Bay, California, is Leon Panetta, who served as Secretary of Defense under President Obama. Mr. Secretary, since you had the job, knowing what you know now, what would you want to know as Secretary of Defense about what happened?
Well, I'd like to know what exactly is the strategy here. We've just deployed a very significant force to the Caribbean. 15,000 men and women in uniform are deployed there. We have a carrier strike group there. I'm not quite sure what the strategy is, whether it's aimed at regime change for Maduro or whether this is to try to stop narco trafficking from Venezuela.
Based on what you've seen here, Mr. Secretary, was that second strike, was that a war crime?
The second strike is a war crime because these individuals were injured. They were in the water. The basic rules of war that are involved here make very clear that you do not strike wounded people in the water in order to kill them. You basically then are responsible to try to make sure you do everything to try to protect their lives at that point. And that is the concern right now, whether or not this really violated the rules of war and constituted a criminal act.
Okay. Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, thanks so much for the insight.
Good to be with you.
It's been a long time since I've committed a war crime, but, you know, and also, Bill, of course, we should mention that the New York Times has now disputed the Washington Post reporting on that, but Secretary Hegseth gave the order to kill them all. So,
Yeah, remarkable, right? I mean, I did not expect the New York Times of all outlets to be the one sticking a spoke in the wheel of the media little smear machine going on there. But yeah, no, I mean, it's, and yet, you know, Panetta is still out here eager to say whatever the party line is, right? And and basically ignores the reporting. Suddenly we're ignoring New York Times reporting as former Democrat officials, right? When it's no longer comporting with the narrative that we're trying to push. And I mean, look, I keep hearing all these things about Barry Weiss is really going to shake things up and she's going to fix everything and whatever. And it's like, okay, well then why is Leon Panetta on your network?
Right.
Come on. Like what's the security detail for? Why do they actually hate you if you're basically just doing business as usual? Like, is it just a vibes thing?
And if you're going to have Leon Panetta on there, then I think it's worth going down the road of asking the question of the four Americans who were killed by Barack Obama vis-a-vis drone strikes and whether or not that would have constituted a war crime, and let him defend why not. Because we're all pretending like none of that ever happened during the war on terror. And it frustrates me. It's like when George Stephanopoulos sits there and acts like he was never in the Clinton administration. You know, right. I mean, I know that they think we're all idiots and we don't have memories of these things, but I vividly remember all this happening, and I vividly remember no outrage. That's what I remember, is the lack of outrage when these things occurred in the past.
The outrage was at the people calling it out, right? It was immediately spun into a Republicans pounce story, right? As it always is. Because that's basically every story of Democrat malfeasance as well. Look at these Republicans cynically trying to make hay out of we won't tell you out of what, but it's bad. Right? But yeah, you know what? That actually would have been hilarious. They could have pulled a really funny TV moment there if they'd brought him on and been like, okay, so tell us about those four Americans. Was that a war crime? Right? Just didn't even bring up Hegseth.
Yeah, and then just skip right over and be like, well, no, because Obama signed their death warrants. Oh, so if Trump had signed the death warrants of the two in the water. Well, no, it's different because they were in the water. What if a shark was going to eat them? Should Pete Hegseth have tried to kill the shark?
You know, you could have gone if you killed the shark.
That would have been an animal rights crime.
And follow up question. Can you sign a death warrant via AutoPen?
We're living in the dumbest time ever. We've got the New York Times now, which is respected as the gray lady, the record on journalism, now disputing the Washington Post, and everybody in the corporate mainstream legacy media acting like now the New York Times is the New York Post. It's just, I don't even know where I am anymore.
And, okay, so some meta commentary there. The other two clips that I picked out for this are New York Times clips, just to drill down or to drill home the point to everybody that no, the New York Times is very much still the New York Times. They just they did a journalism thing for once, and so now the left is just angry because, you know, that's ruining the narrative. That's spoiling the whole game.
I believe the great Rush Limbaugh used to call that a spontaneous act of journalism.
That's right.
When something like that would occur. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Why don't you tell us about the next one with this New York Times columnist who's in a race war?
Well, yeah, he seems to think that he is. Wajid Ali is this man is born in America, right? Like he is an American citizen by birthright. He was raised here. He doesn't have an accent. He insists on doing that, like you say every ethnic name in an accent thing that we've I think discussed pretty thoroughly together, you and I have, Rich.
Yes.
But this is the most insane, like out of nowhere, racially vitriolic thing I've ever heard somebody say. Truly, it's remarkable. He seems to think that he's a part of like some kind of conquest of America. And it's like, brother, you're an American. Like what's wrong with you? I don't know. It's pretty wild.
Well, some of his greatest hits. Thank you, Matt, for this. Nikki Haley, he said, I don't think she's a person of color. He called Barry Weiss. I love that he's the guy who gets to decide that. He called Barry Weiss, who's not even conservative, quote, a useful idiot for white supremacy. He referred to Republicans as book-burning authoritarians and that MAGA is a white supremacist movement. He also suggested Elon Musk was destroying democracy by allowing free speech on X, among other things. So let's hear him cut 24.
You have lost. You lost. The mistake that you made is you let us in the first place. See, that's the thing with brown people. I'm going to say this as a brown person. There's a lot of us. Like a lot. There's like 1.2 billion in India. There's more than 200 million in Pakistan. There's like 170 million in Bangladesh. Those are just the people there. I'm not even talking about the folks who are expats or immigrants. There's a bunch of us. And we breed. We're a breeding people. And the problem is you let us in 1965. There were a few of us beforehand. But once you let one of us in, you know what happens with brown folks? Our grandmother comes, our grandfather comes, our uncle comes, our aunt comes, our cousin comes, our second cousin comes, our third cousin comes. Then we have kids, a bunch of kids. And then guess what? Some white women, you know, the Western civilization women, the pure women, the American women, quote unquote, the Rust Belt women, the real women, they like some of us brown folks. We don't take them. They come to us. So we're embedded. We are everywhere. We are everywhere. I've traveled this country. I'm going to speak as a brown person. Brown people are everywhere. There will be a Patel Motel or there will be a Desi restaurant everywhere. I want you to realize this.
Can I just jump in here for a second, Bill, and just mention there might even be a Patel at the FBI before we know it. You know, if we keep going down this
road. I know, it's insane. Like this guy is basically declaring war on, I mean, objectively, like his fellow countrymen because of their ethnicity. Right. I mean, this is genuinely the most like insane, racist, vitriolic crap I've ever heard. This is a New York Times columnist, by the way, the paper of record, the illustrious gray lady, as you just pointed out, right? This is the kind of person that they employ. I mean, that video is so over the top that it feels like it was made by like an immigration alarmist using AI, doesn't it? I mean, he's like, he's hitting all of, it's a caricature. He is a caricature of his own side. It's really remarkable. Like I was flabbergasted by it. I didn't believe it was a real video. I spent like a full hour trying to make sure that like I wasn't being bamboozled. But yeah, no, he actually said all those things.
Well, in fairness to him, he did immigrate here from San Francisco, California. And, you know, that's a tough journey to make. So, yeah. You know, being born in San Francisco and then immigrating to the United States of America is not easy for anyone. You got to give him a pass.
Yeah, and I mean, look, right? Who was it that declared California the greatest country on earth when he announced his Senate run, or not his Senate run, his governor run? I forget who that even was at this point because he's irrelevant. But okay, if they are another country, then they are certainly a hostile nation because they're sending us people like Wajid Ali. They're not sending their best.
I love how he's like, if brown people reproduce.
I know.
What?
But the way he says it, almost it sounds like he's describing his own co-ethnics as animals. He's like, we breed, and when you bring one of us in, there's tons of us. And it's like, are you like reading a script from Nick Fuentes's podcast? Like, what is this? It's insane. He's like,
you better neuter us if you want to stop us, because otherwise we're just going to keep breeding and breeding and breeding until you cut our snippies off, because otherwise, I'm just like, what's wrong with you? And who's saying that's a problem? Like, when has anyone ever turned around and been like, I want to pass a bill that say, quote unquote, brown people can't breed? And the second part about this is, how do we define a brown person? That's what I want to know. Like, I'm Italian, so I mean, I'm Southern Italian. Am I brown? Am I not allowed to breed? Would I be part of this breeding bill? I'm trying to understand this.
I mean, I think I would be, because I have so much Southern Italian in me that my grandmother would say I'm actually 25% Italian, 25% Sicilian. That was used to say.
And we all know the Moors, you know, invaded. I mean, right. I remember the movie from True Romance. I remember that great monologue with it was Christopher Walken and what's his name? Dennis Hopper. So one of the all-time greats, which we can never play on the radio. But I mean, just a fantastic monologue. So, you know, I guess that includes us, too. So
I guess so. Yeah. OK. So, yeah, we breed, I guess, apparently. I guess that's the moral of the story. Remarkable. Just insanity over at the New York Times.
The Birth Control for Brown People Act of 2025 is apparently coming to a town near you. So
authored by Wajid Ali. Yeah.
Bill D'Agostino's with us, Media Research Center, as he's getting ready to go to the big gala tonight. But this is great. I'm glad you're here. And then you have Caroline Levin on the she made the sheet today. So what was this particular part about now?
Well, more New York Times hijinks. I think that they like took note of how effective constantly questioning Biden's like cognitive fitness was, like how much that hurt him publicly. And they were like, man, we gotta try that. We gotta get us some of that. Failing to realize that the reason it was effective is because Biden was actually cognitively impaired. But you know, skip the little negative details like that, right? The point is they found a nice strategy. They think they've hit gold and they're gonna push it. So now the Times is asserting that Trump is actually the one who's mentally unfit. And Levitt handles this, I think, about as well as you could.
All right, cut 25.
We'll point out one fake news story over the weekend before I let you all go from the New York Times that took about one third of the president's daily calendar and his daily schedule and said that he's doing less than he did in his first term or he might not be fit for the job. That is unequivocally false. And it's deeply unfortunate that this story was written by the same outlet and the same reporter who wrote this. Biden is doing 100% fine after tripping while boarding Air Force One. Oh, same outlet, same reporter who wrote that President Trump is not fit for the job. Are you kidding me? You all see him almost every single day. He is the most accessible president in history. He is taking meetings around the clock. Another one. Biden declared, quote, healthy and vigorous after his first presidential physical. I don't see headlines like that too often about this president. Again, same reporter, same outlet who wrote falsely over the weekend that President Trump is not fit for the job. I can assure you he absolutely is. You all see that with your own eyes on a daily basis, and the president's physician has now given you all three detailed reports on the state of the president's health.
Bill, you know, in fairness to Biden, he did manage to fall up the stairs, which is not an easy thing to do. You know, I mean, you've got to defy gravity to fall up the stairs of Air Force One, and not just once, not just twice, but three different times, the same time. I mean, that's not easy.
I mean, yeah, that's the remarkable thing about how bad of shape he was in, is that when Levitt is talking there about that time that Biden fell up the stairs, everybody listening immediately goes, well, hold on, which time, which one of those, which one is she talking about? Because there were several. But I mean, genuinely, I think you could just distill that entire rebuttal down to the main four words of it, which is, are you kidding me? I mean, that's basically all you need to say to anybody on the left who defended Biden's cognitive health and is now questioning Trump's. It's like it barely even merits the level of debunking that she threw there at it. Right. I mean, it's comical how stupid and bad that is. And if anybody is going to go out and try to push that, they're trying to sell you a bridge.
It's like Biden's doing really well after falling off his bike. Biden's doing really well after falling at the Air Force graduation. Biden's doing really well after falling asleep at a cabin. I mean, like it's as if somebody did an AI of making a joke about how the press was writing about how great Biden was doing. It's almost like you just, this is a joke, right?
It's like Babylon Bee syndrome, where they'll like they'll write a headline, and then 6 months later, the headline will like age into being a true story. And it's like, God, how do we keep up with reality when it's this stupid? Right. How do you parody something this dumb? But I actually remember like the line of reasoning back during Biden where it was like, well, look, I mean, the fact that he recovers so well from all of these falls shows that he's in fantastic shape, which that was the first time I heard that one. I was genuinely impressed. I was like, you are digging deep for that one, man.
He doesn't even remember falling. That's how great he's doing. I mean, he doesn't remember anything, but that's, you know. Bill, this was fun. Enjoy the gala, and please follow Bill on X at @band_Bill, Media Research Center, and check out newsbusters.org as well. Thanks, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man. Always good to see you.
See ya. We got to get out of here. We've got Penn State basketball. I don't know if I have a chance to play. I may have to wait on this Women's March, which hosts a webinar to teach liberals how to speak to MAGA family over the holidays. We may have to table that for tomorrow, huh, Matt? What do you think?
I would say save it. We can squeeze it in technically, but I know you're going to want to react to it. And right. I'd rather save that for tomorrow. This could be like a 15-minute segment on its own.
All right, good. All right, we'll definitely keep that for tomorrow. We also got to do, of course, Zohran Mamdani and Bernie Sanders with striking Brooklyn baristas, which, you know, Bernie was out there for the hotties working at the I'm just saying, you know, you give him a hot barista. He likes a cold brew, but a hot barista, if you know what I mean. So we'll have to save that as well for tomorrow. So, all right. Well, listen, thank you for listening to the show. Appreciate it very, very much. This is great to have. Be nice to Matt DeSantis week to be abrupted. can't even say it with a straight face. But enjoy the rest of your night and keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, Rich Zeoli Show. Justin, thank you. Matt, thank you. Great job, Matt DeSantis, especially that part earlier where you were paying very close attention to the show. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.